Well, a big game for the Wallabies coming up on the weekend over there in Perth. And I think Berkey might be over there in Perth at the moment. Morning, Matt Burke.
Yeah, good morning. Morning, boys. It's going to be a sellout in the weekend as well at the new Optus Stadium. I know the Origin was over there early in the year and with great success. And now they've done the same thing, sell out against the All Blacks. The thing about it is these guys know what's ahead of them too. You know, they've got two games coming up, one Perth, one the following week in Auckland, which is, 1986 since our boys have last won there. And then only a couple of weeks later, a month and a bit later, it's World Cup time. So the pressure is starting to mount, ready to go.
We read in today's paper that David Pocock has been training over there with the Wallabies. Do you expect him to play this weekend or get some game time?
I don't, Loz. No, he's been training for a while. If you follow him on social media or any of those sort of outlets, you see he's been doing a lot of work at Brumbies training and that kind of stuff. But it's this niggling calf injury. And this happened, way back in that January camp where he hurt his calf. Now, I don't know whether I can't pinpoint it. Is it muscular? Is it nerve? Or is it what? I don't quite know, but he's having grief with it. But he's back training. We saw him wearing a bib yesterday that sort of doesn't allow him to sort of get into the full contact stuff. But I don't think you'll see him play. He's an important part of this team. The interesting part about it is, though, Loz, is the combination again. You look at that combination in the back row. You know, if it goes Michael Hooper and David Pocock, that's not the combination we're looking for. You know, that was the go-to for all those years about that Pooper combination. Now, how good is it? But, really, it unbalances the team. And, Hooper being the captain will be there. The way they've structured the back row from now works quite well. Issy Nasirani has been going outstanding at number eight. So where does Pocock fit in that picture? And then Pocock is the best player, if he is the best player, where does Michael Hooper fit in that picture? So headaches for Checker.
Yeah, sort of good headaches. I mean, they'll play both. I mean, in my opinion, you get your best blokes out there on the field and somehow they've got to work their way into the game in their particular positions. Because can you refresh my memory, mate? This always reminds me of George Smith and Phil Waugh. And everyone said, you can't play those two together. But we used to play them together and it worked.
We did.
What was your opinion there? You played with them, yeah.
I did. Yeah, Georgie was outstanding and Phil was outstanding as well in their, both their own right. They're both outstanding over the ball. But I'm sort of looking at this combination now. I think you just need big bodies on the field, TK. And when you look at that,
have you seen the size of Pocock?
No. I'm with you. But he's not 6'6".
No,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, but he's got a big. He's the only bloke we've got who can pill for the ball, isn't he? Him and Hooper.
Pill for the ball. And that is the question about do you put them both on the field at the same time? Because you lose the strength of one of them.
Okay.
So, do you give the captain 50 minutes and then the other bloke 30 minutes, or do you put them on the same time? As I said, the makeup of the back row is incredibly contentious. But, these guys have to come up with the right idea and they've got only, three games to do it till the World Cup.
Yeah. Well, we know New Zealand always rise to the challenge when they take on the Wallabies, and on the weekend will be no different. But are they vulnerable this time around? There's no Retallick. They're still unsure of what their best combinations are in some of their key positions. Bowden Barrett, they don't know whether he's going to play fullback or 5'8", or is they just 10. Got too much depth?
I think the problem is they've got too much depth. Lyles, I did see Phil Waugh say the other day that they could be a bit vulnerable. I wonder if that's a red rag to a bull in that regard there. But these guys are good. They're just there. When they slot someone in the team, they just seem to don't lose any pace or momentum at all, and that's the strength of what these guys have got over there. But they will be trying some players out. Will they? I think this will be their strongest team, New Zealand. I think they'll try and find their strongest team. And on the converse side, from the Aussies' perspective, we heard during the week Dane Hallett-Petty sort of his way around an answer, saying it could be still experimental. But I reckon the mail that we're getting is this: this is going to be the closest to their best team running out in the park there. So that's an interesting beast in itself. Christian Leilifano, Bernard Foley, who do you put in there? The nines, is it going to be Will Genier or Nick White? The back row makeup, we've just gone through there. So the front row, do you put the Tongan Thor up the front there? Sakopi Kepu, which is going to be his last games against New Zealand. So yeah, there's still questions to be asked, and who is to that best team from the Wallabies' point of view?
Yeah, I don't know what the best team for the Wallabies, but I would say that Leofano, I thought he was very good last Test match. So you'd nearly keep him there as your number 10, wouldn't you? Give him another opportunity against the All Blacks to see where he's at. Foley's had plenty of cracks
at
the All Blacks.
That's a good point, Ross. Yeah. That's a good point. You went great, right? You went terrific. Now let's see how we progressed.
I suppose that playing devil's advocate on that, Foley could say, well, we played an understrength Argentinian team and I would have had the same result or perhaps done better.
Correct.
So it's a dilemma that I have to come up with. But I'm with you, though. You've got a guy who's come off a win and with confidence, works with a couple of those guys around in Super Rugby, near or close to him. So, do you keep that combination going? So I literally have no idea as to where they're going to go. I don't think you'd lose with Christian being there, Leilifano there.
Yeah, I don't say that. If Foley had been setting the world on fire, he's been
come straight back.
He's been that's right. Yeah. So you
know what Foley can do, we've seen what he's done against the All Blacks. I think it might be worth giving this other guy an opportunity and just seeing how he goes.
It wouldn't be too far from the mark, I reckon, boys. If you gave him a go, you'd do a great job.
Tip time, because the time difference will get us in the next couple of days. What's the tip?
We say it every year, don't we? Heart versus head. Heart is green and gold, but money, I think, will still be on the guys in black. In saying that, though, the scrum was very good last week against Argentina. The line-out was very good against Argentina. And that's why the Wallabies were able to score that really sort of deceptive try off first phase, because they had some structure there. So they have got a little bit better in that area. So that should challenge them. As you said, Loz, with couple of guys out from the Kiwis, especially Brady Retallick. That's a big loss to those guys.
What about 11.5 start to Australia?
I think we'll get that. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, we'll take the $1.90.
Take the $1.90 on Australia with 11.5.
Well done, Berkey.
Good on you, boys. Have a good one.